I have the privilege of going to a place in Arizona called Remuda Ranch. And it's a place where you can really see the power of a lie. It's a Christian facility for anorexia and bulimia. This is a place where women walk in at 40 and 50 and 60 pounds. I think the thing I most appreciate about this place is there's no room for game playing. They know why they're there, and the staff knows why they're there. And if they can't get well in that place, they may never get well. In fact, they may not continue to live. And it is a lie that has stolen life from them. It is a lie that makes them see a distortion when they look in the mirror. It is a lie that tells them that a calorie is something to be feared like a lion. You know, that you just have to shake it off, man. You have to keep moving after lunch because, man, they might attach themselves to you and become permanent. And I'm always sobered when I go there because to them, the gospel's not a joke. To them, it's not simply another philosophy. And when I go there, it's certainly not that to me either. To them, it's the bread of life. I know a little bit about growing up in the shadow of a lie. I was bitten by a dog when I was 8 years old. And it was funny, you know, there are lines of demarcation in our lives. And this was maybe the biggest one until I met Jesus. I was, I was just a kid on the block, and I knew every other kid on the block, and we played together and did fairy tale stories together and held hands walking to school and thought nothing of it, and we moved to a new neighborhood where I didn't know anybody, to a new school where nobody knew me. And before I had a chance to make my way, I was bitten by a dog on my face, and it changed the whole scenery of my life. Took 100 stitches to sew my face together, and I came back to this school, brand new school, and they gave me a brand new name. They called me Scarface. Now, it's amazing to me as I look in the scripture, it says that we are each of us made in the image of the Most High, of God, who is awesomely beautiful. And yet so often we settle for conforming ourselves to something less than that glorious truth. We conform ourselves to a lie. And maybe it's not Scarface, maybe it's freckles or stupid or I wish you'd never been born. Or you can never do anything right. And we wrap our lives around these comments and these names and we conform ourselves to the lie. And then Jesus comes into our lives to set us free, but we're so hard of hearing because the lie has captured us so. It's hard to believe that there's anything beyond the lie. I was very much conformed to the lie. I could tell you about being a Scarface. A Scarface is ugly. I don't mean the scar. I mean me. I was ugly. I knew how to speak ugly. I knew how to dress ugly. I knew how to act ugly. And you know, it was a real safe place to be. Ugly people aren't bothered a whole lot, you know? It's pretty safe. I mean, if you got ugly down big enough, nobody's gonna come near you. Scarface is a genderless creature. I was afraid of being a woman. It's easier to be a person. I wore my father's shirts and I hung out in corners and I wore clothes that made me anonymous because How can you conceive of yourself as a woman, you know, and your identity is a Scarface? And, you know, I was thinking about it today, and I was thinking that as much as I thought I was free in my my blue jeans and my red high tops, and I'd go anywhere I wanted, and I was so tough, I was bound up in every kind of chain you could possibly imagine. I was Pinocchio. I was a wooden toy who wanted to be free, who wanted to be alive, but had no concept of how to be alive. And you know, Jesus is much more than the blue fairy. But he touches our lives with life. And suddenly we're not wooden anymore. Suddenly we're real. And we're alive. And we're free. Because he is the life.